You're listening to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Ah!
Talking about some mad subjects today. I'm going to talk a little bit about the mullet's back, John.
Oh, the mullet's back, is it?
It's mullet's back.
Yeah, and self-cars.
Self-driving cars.
Self-cars.
Self-cars. Self- What's that all about? Talk about some of the worst haircuts we've ever had, eh?
Onions.
Stop it. I'm gonna add a little good talk and make it easy to move your feet. Also, children using too much phones and it's making them lonely.
Yes, and also Philips coffee.
What?
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Just won't have. Philip Schofield's using too many squirrels. You might like to hear my organ. That don't sound right. Right now. Also, ways to lose weight. 5,000 steps can burn off one pint of lager.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's the point? Just drink it. Of course, the Matt Hancock saga reigns on, as it will do for quite some time. Silly old Matt. Here we go. You listen to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. How are we on this wonderful Thursday evening? It's quite strange, actually, John, because we are literally racing straight from here to Bolton.
Of course we are.
To do the Nigel Farage show on GB News.
Yeah, we get the private jet. It's going to take us 20 minutes.
Incredible, isn't it?
Pardon?
How we roll now.
It's incredible.
It's, you know, it's...
I went to Spain last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I was home in 10 minutes.
You was, wasn't
it's
you?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you got a rocket, haven't you?
Actually, do you know what? We should start with this. I'm talking about driving. Self-drive cars, they'll be able to make their... They'll be able to make their own way back to the showroom if owners fail to keep up with payments. It's ridiculous.
Well, that is how things are going.
You know,
we were talking, obviously, we had this situation where we was all looking at electric cars, right? I'd said to you, I've got the big old 5-litre smoky old Jaguar.
I thought you've got an electric car now.
No. I was going to get it, and then I realised it was costing too much money to charge it up.
What's I know point? A lot of people with them. Do you think it's the future or not?
Well, of course it's the future, but at the moment it's just not been...
It's ridiculous.
It's a funny story. A mate of mine bought a Tesla.
Another funny story. You love a funny story.
A mate of mine bought a Tesla, and we were going out to his for dinner.
Yeah.
Out in Dunmo.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going over there, and his wife phoned. She said, oh, look, you know, take your time, because he smashed his car up.
Yeah.
So... I said, oh, right.
Nice.
You sure you still want us to come over? I said, no, don't worry.
He smashed his car.
He's right near Stansted Airport. He's on the A120. A lorry's pulled out on him in the Tesla, him and his son in the front. And anyway, she said, you'll probably see him soon. You'll probably see him. There's a bit of traffic jam. Sure enough, just about 300 yards in front of us, the jam starts, right?
Yeah.
And we are
sitting there. Record did they play?
Going underground. Right. And so... We've ended up, we're sitting there, and I'm going, well, I've spoke to him on the phone. He said, look, I smashed into a lorry. He said, but I'm fine. There's nothing
smashed
wrong with
into
us.
A lorry?
Smashed into a lorry. What? He said, there's nothing wrong with us. The airbags have gone off. He said, but they don't know what to do with the car yet, because it's electric. Now, there's a tailback, John.
Yeah.
for 12 miles.
Oh, my right? God.
Ambulances have come through. Cars, police cars are coming through.
Cool.
Fire engines. So, yeah. Of course, people are getting out of the car thinking, well, someone must be dead. Right?
Yeah, like that video, REM, do you remember, at the end? Everybody hurts when they all get out of the car.
Oh, that's right.
In the traffic jam. Yeah. Do you remember that?
It was a bit like that.
Yeah.
But I knew that nobody was hurt. I'm the only person that's looking around Santa Rita.
Oh, you know, yeah. What are you doing?
It's
yeah.
my mate. There's nothing wrong with him, right?
Oh, I see.
3.5 hours we were there. Stuck 3.5 hours in the jam. And you know the only reason why? Because they didn't know what to do with an electric car. Because it's got a battery, they didn't tow it away. They said, can't touch it.
Yeah,
in case
yeah.
it explodes. So everyone had to sit there for 3.5 hours. Now, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's thought this through about electric cars.
No, absolutely, yeah.
The services don't know what to do with them. Yeah, needless to say, we after 3.5 hours, we turned the car around at the end at the end of the A120, and we got a McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Big Mac?
Big Mac.
I remember years ago, I was where I used to live in Stapleford Abbots.
Oh, yeah.
Right, with my mum and dad. And there was Bournebridge Lane. Yeah, Bournebridge Lane?
Of course I do.
Right. So it's a long, winding road, isn't it? And it's quite...
Long and winding road. Yeah, go on.
And now, my dad, bless him,
yeah.
he's no longer with us, but he was quite a slow driver, my dad.
He was, yeah.
He was quite slow. Mm. And so, Bournebridge Lane. And I remember driving, I was coming home about 5:30, 5:45. My dad used to drive home at that time. Mm. And there was a huge, huge traffic jam. Not jam, but, you know, yeah. everyone waiting.
Yeah.
And I looked, I tried to look, and it was my dad holding everybody up.
Come on, Stan! Yeah. Stan!
He was holding everyone. Because on Bournemouth Lane, you can do 60. Yeah. I mean, there's no. I mean,
there was nobody about.
There used to be a lot of crashes there.
Well, with your dad. What about
everyone
that time? What about that time you were at a same park car twice in a week?
Yes, okay. Well, we don't. I did. That's quite true. But at the time, I didn't know that I was suffering with sleep apnea.
No, that's right.
So I couldn't sleep. No. And I did. I came home the same. Yeah. Same time.
Same park car.
Same park car.
It's a wonderful.
He must have thought, what's going on?
At least you were honest about it. That leads me.
Well,
in,
I wasn't. I didn't tell him.
First song. I think because of that. Because I think We'll go with a bit of honesty, eh?
Should we go with a bit of honesty?
I think so.
It's a great song. Billy Joel.
Love Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, Elton John.
Oh, it's Elton for me.
Is it Elton for you?
It is because...
See, I'm going to go Billy Joel.
Yeah, but I've always loved Elton.
There's that great story where Billy Joel said... Elton John said to Billy Joel, "Why, you know, I wish you hadn't stopped making albums when you were like 40. Billy Joel said, "I wish you would stop making albums."
It's very good.
It's true.
Oh, I love this song. Honesty. We still have a little bit of honesty. If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. It's hardly ever.
find a lover, I can find a friend, I can have security until the bitter end. Anyone can comfort me with promises again. I know,
I know,
I know. When I'm deep inside of me, don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. Honesty is such a lonely word, where everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard.
Jilly Bowl.
Pardon?
Jilly Bowl. Oh, Billy Joel, sorry.
Do you remember when you was at school?
Yes.
I was about 9 or 10.
Mm.
And there was a thing called Yee Bowl, Chin Rub.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Costa La Bowl.
Was it?
We sort of...
Oh, Costa La Bowl, right.
It meant you were lying.
Yeah, that's right. Yee Bowl.
That's right. And you'd rub your chin.
You'd rub your chin.
Chin
Chin. Yee Bowl, Chin Rub.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Well, that's perfect for that song because that was honesty.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to say about the fight last week that
the bloke, it was insulting me, but I had to give him, you know.
Yeah. Oh no, not that fight! Not that fight! Oh, no, not you with the lollipop lady.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm talking about the YouTuber Jake
she had
Paul.
A beard, though. Cool,
she did a bit. Jake Paul had a fight with Tommy Fury.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
This is what I've been saying to you for ages, yeah. Right? That everything is getting diluted. Our music industry got diluted with mediocrity, right?
Yes.
Boxing is now being diluted. The fact that Jake Paul can go to Saudi Arabia and get the whole royal family of Saudi Arabia to put on this big fight, he earns millions out of it. Mm. He fights a reasonably average fighter in Tommy Fury, the sort of the brother of Tyson Fury.
Not Billy Fury.
No. But he's, you know, he's a decent fighter, good-looking boy, very
Love
marketable.
Love Island, wasn't he?
Love Island, yeah. In fact, the missus apparently is worth about 30 mil.
Who?
His missus.
Who's missus? Tommy Fury?
Yeah.
Who is she?
I don't know. Is it Mary May?
What?
someone shout at me. It, they were both met on Love Island.
I don't watch it.
She's the CEO of Boohoo. Watch out.
Pardon?
No, you don't know about it. But she makes a lot of money. But listen,
I've heard of Boohoo.
Regardless of that, what I'm saying is these YouTubers and reality stars are making a mockery of true talent.
Yes.
Right? So boxers,
absolutely.
You know, you got two middleweight. I mean, Carl Froch, he was sort of commentating on it. He was sort of saying, "This is just—it's ridiculous, isn't it? These boys go and train all their life in a boxing gym to get up the ranks to, you know." To fight for world titles.
Yeah.
This guy comes along and says, I'll tell you what, I'll have a boxing match.
It's very true.
Because he's got a load of YouTube followers.
Of course.
He can sell it.
I saw an interview with Michael Douglas. And Michael Douglas...
He hasn't had a fight, has he?
No, he was fighting Alan Arkin.
Right.
Do you know Alan Arkin?
I do.
They did a great show called the... I can't remember what it's called. It's on Netflix. Recently.
Yeah.
And the Kaminsky Method, it was called.
Right.
And he was promoting it. And he said... That he's producing films as well. He's a producer, isn't he?
Mm.
An Academy Award winning producer. Right. You know, he produced One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Who?
Michael Douglas.
Did he really?
Yeah. Before he became a huge actor.
Was he really?
So he was in the streets of San Francisco, but he bought the rights to, he bought the book.
Mm.
And his dad, funny.
Well, I bought the book.
Kirk Douglas was in the stage play of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And he said to his son, oh, yeah, great, can I be in the film? Michael Douglas went, nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he's too old.
He lived till he was. He lived till he was about 900 years old. It's mad. I mean, he only went last year, didn't he?
A couple of years ago, 103. Anyway, so Michael Douglas said that as a producer, so actors come in and they audition, right,
mm-hmm.
for a part.
Mm.
And he said, you know, this one guy came in and he nailed the part. He was brilliant.
Mm.
And Michael Douglas said, right, yeah, I want to get him. And the other people in the film said, no, we can't have him. We need this other fella.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas said, well, he's not as good as... Went, yeah, but he's got a lot of followers.
Is that how it works?
He's got more followers. That's how it works. Yeah.
Well, of course it
does. He said he was gutted.
Listen, I'm telling you, there has been premiership clubs that have signed players because they've got a big following and they will sell names on the back of shirts.
Well, even though they're not...
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's... They're going to make money.
I thought with football it would be talent, surely.
What are you talking about, talent?
No.
Stop off. Get over there.
Yeah, you know,
walk
Ronnie
away.
Wood. Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Wood, what?
His wife, Jo Wood.
Well, his ex-wife, yeah.
His ex-wife. So Jo Wood's working on a follow-up.
He's got a younger model now, I think.
Yeah, of course he has, yeah. Well, Jo Wood's working on a follow-up to her book about life with the Rolling Stones, if she can remember what happened.
Right.
She says that she was... she woke up one. She kept a diary, and she said, "Here's my 1981 diary. I opened it up, and it says January 1st, and it reads, 'Just woke up, and there's nothing else until for the entire year.'"
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it? Just woke up. And that's it. She must have partied hard. They all must have muscled.
Well, I love that. I love that story about where they're getting so old.
Yeah.
And that, and everyone's so deaf, and everyone's in such a state that that Ronnie Wood walks out with Keith Richards onto the stage, and so Keith says to Ronnie, "So this is Wembley," and he said, "No, it's Thursday," and he said, "Yeah, so am I. Let's go and have a drink." It's a bit like me and you, though. To be fair,
I mean, how is Keith Richards still walking the earth?
I did hear that, you know, a few years ago. Someone,
I mean, I partied hard, but he...
No, but someone close to him said to me, it's not actually him playing the guitar because his fingers are so arthritic.
Yeah, he's just standing there.
I mean, you only got to look at his fingers to know that they're pieces of bone that
he's
are just
not actually playing anything.
Fused together.
I think someone's back. I think he plays a little bit.
Listen,
but he's got,
there's lots of big bands with people behind the curtain playing stuff.
Do you know what? I didn't realise how advanced everything is now. I was working with a band last week in Spain, and I was playing keyboards and backing vocals.
Yeah.
It's great being in that environment again. Mm. It was wonderful. And wow, it's amazing. You've got a backing track in your in-ears.
Of course.
In-ears of the headphones.
Yeah.
And whatever you're playing or singing, all being recorded as well.
Mm.
So it was a live kind of, it wasn't live as in a gig.
Live
you can't go back and do it again.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could go back and play it all again, see if you were singing flat. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, how things have changed. I mean, you know, our first rehearsals, I think my first ever rehearsal in a recording studio, we had I only had 5 strings on my guitar. One of them, my E string had broken. It was like, well, we had...
The top E or the bottom?
Well, it's called the top E, but it was the bottom E, wasn't it?
Right. Oh, is that the top?
I think it's the other way around.
That one?
Yeah.
Is that the top E?
It's the little one. The little one.
No, the top E's the one at the top, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. It's
isn't it?
When they say that, it's the other way around, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
But it was the little thin one.
Yeah, it's the top E. Yeah,
the top E. Then the B string would break, the fifth string.
Yeah.
And then we would plug 3 guitars into 1 amplifier, so we're all coming out of 1 speaker, and the vocals coming out of the same speaker. And we didn't care.
No.
We didn't care. And this one, you had nice equipment, you did, didn't you?
We did have some nice equipment.
We came to see you, we was about
Woody's,
16.
Woody's, right? Woody's
in Woodford. And you had like proper amplifiers and stuff. I mean, and none of our stuff worked.
Lenny McLean on the door?
Lenny McLean was the doorman.
Was the doorman?
Yeah. Yeah,
all
Woody's.
Right, boys.
Sunday
I'll
night.
I'll look after you. I'll look after you. And he did. He was lovely.
John, I want to play. Let's run with your one. Let's run with the Beatles song.
Oh, yeah? Now let me just say, I've heard this for a long time, and I did pick this because it's just if there's anything that should be down in, like, if it's in the dictionary.
Yeah, go on.
As the perfect pop song, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's this. She loves you, yeah.
Didn't do bad, did they?
No, they did all right.
They did all right, didn't they?
What a great song.
What a career.
Yeah, amazing. What do you think of Paul McCartney? I mean, that's just...
It's really funny, John, because you told me about the old tapes that they'd found, and I started watching it, about them rehearsing and stuff.
Well, the Get Back.
The Get Back.
Have you watched it?
I've watched half of it.
Oh, God, I've watched
it. But what I was going to say was, look, I remember when John Lennon died, and I remember my dad being in front of the telly and my mum going, I can't believe it, he's dead. And my dad saying, I always thought he was the talent in that band. Right. Now, bear in mind, my dad was born in 31. So, he's not going to be a massive Beatles fan, really.
No. My dad liked him, I think, in the end.
Mm.
But my dad didn't like the guitar.
Right, yeah.
My dad didn't like the guitar. He used to say that ruined music because he just got...
Oh, wow.
He just missed rock and roll, my dad.
Yeah.
Because
that's because you're driving so slow.
Well, yeah. He's listening to all the old Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
But he was 20 when rock and roll hit.
Yeah.
So he'd already got his music taste.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. But I remember my dad saying he was the talent,
right.
John Lennon. So all through, you know, my life, I always thought he was a talent. Now, watching that Beatles documentary, for me, McCartney's in another league, isn't he?
Well,
I mean, you're a massive Beatles fan. You tell me.
Was he in another league? I think he was, personally. But only in another league as far as the drive went. He had all the drive.
Yeah.
I think John Lennon wrote some amazing songs.
Mm. Would you say that Lennon was more edgy and McCartney was more pop that's, with the melody?
Yeah, that's the myth. That's the myth with the Beatles, that McCartney only wrote all the lovey-dovey stuff. Mm. Not true. The one of the heaviest songs that the Beatles did was called Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
You know it?
Mm.
Helter Skelter. One of the heaviest, dirtiest songs.
Mm.
In fact, McCartney was reading in a magazine that Pete Townsend from The Who said, we've just done one of the dirtiest rockingest, heaviest songs.
Yeah.
So McCartney thought, oh, right, okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So he wrote Helter Skelter.
Right. But he was not, what I'm saying is, he was great for melody, great for lyrics, you know. Yeah. And
he was the most accomplished musician.
Was he?
Yeah.
Right.
He could play drums. He could play guitar, bass.
And keys, yeah.
He could do it all, yeah. I mean, he could do the lot.
Well, listen, if anyone's, you've not seen it, it's worth getting, watching it, because it really is something else.
It's amazing.
And how they feel like they're bullying George Harrison at one point.
Well, he felt bullied, didn't he? I mean, that's why.
Because he was not allowed to get involved in the writing.
Laugh, though, you know, Harrison.
Not really.
No, he did.
Well.
What?
He's gone, hasn't he?
I don't mean it in that sense.
Yeah.
I mean, after the Beatles, he was the first Beatle to have a number one. He was the first Beatle
was that
to release...
My Sweet Lord?
My Sweet Lord.
Which my mum loved.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yeah. Me and you played that one year at our Christmas show.
Oh, when he died.
Yeah.
2001.
Yeah.
We did a Christmas
Faces
show.
Faces Nightclub.
Yeah. We did a Christmas show. And me, you, or should I say you and I,
yeah.
and Mark James
yeah.
played My Sweet Lord.
I played acoustic guitar. You played... Keyboards and Marky James from Simply Red played guitar.
Yeah,
yeah listen, it's just, I mean, like you just said, She Loves You, absolutely wonderful pop song. And how things have changed. Now, moving on to a different story, John, I just wanted to say about there's a report come out that mobile phones are making children lonelier.
Yeah. Well, not just children. I wouldn't stop there. I think it's made everybody lonelier.
You think so?
Well, all I see, I mean, for example, I've just been with 20 people, an ensemble of 20 people, right? This the band, the film crew and everyone.
Mm.
So we go up to you go up to dinner.
Mm.
There's hardly any talking going on.
No.
20 people all just looking at their phones.
Yeah, great, yeah.
It's horrible.
Mm. Mm. But for me, I'm thinking about... This report is more about children...
Yeah, now children...
Being lonelier in the fact that you get so much... abuse online. So you're on social media or you're in chat groups and stuff like that. I listen to my son and my daughter. At night. My daughter's 18 now.
18,
she's sort of a little bit out of that. But, you know, my son's 14 and there is always, oh, someone shut me out of the group or someone said something about me.
I know.
And now, in the old days, we would have been, we'd have had to walk out of our door, go to a mate's house, knock on his door, you coming out to play.
That's it.
Right?
Great.
Or you'd phone up, you'd phone, you'd get the old curly whirly phone, you know, and you'd phone up. Anyone who phoned me, my dad would go, 2595. Why does he do that?
I remember him doing it.
My dad, yeah.
I remember him doing it.
So sometimes
500 2595.
Sometimes he'd end in 500. 500 2595. He was from Bethnal Green. Why?
I remember him
why
doing
he was talking posh?
Martin there. Yeah, that's when I first knew you.
Yeah,
because unfortunately he wasn't around for long when I.
No, you're right.
I was I met you in 92. When I was with your band, 1968.
Yes.
Do you know one show? We're gonna have to play. What we've done in the past, like you've had your solo career,
yeah.
I've had mine.
Mm.
Together, we've done a lot of records.
And we've had
we should play them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there
get
was that
some royalties in
that you know the report in the paper last week said that we'd sold 500,000 singles.
Yes.
I think we've probably sold a lot more than that.
You
if
reckon?
We had them all.
Yeah.
Up, I reckon we probably have. There's been some bad ones without a doubt, and a lot
bad
of you,
what?
A records. Lot of saying bad. Yeah, a lot of you will probably say Sven is a bad. It's genius.
Hang on a second. I would never say that
it's
was a bad record.
It's a genius song.
I want to talk about a second about, here's a good one,
go
Philip
on.
Schofield.
Okay.
Now, you know I'm not a big fan.
You don't like
I'm not a big fan of her either.
Are you not now? I thought
no.
you was. Okay.
She's a bit too
on the
goody,
bit nice,
goody,
yeah.
Isn't
right.
she?
Okay.
Anyway, angry viewers have accused this morning of hitting a new low after Schofield ate a squirrel live on air. The host... with him and Holly Willoughby, she looked stunned as they were served.
What do you mean? This is almost going down the old, what's his name? Freddie Starr.
Yeah, Freddie Starr. Well, no, look, it was served up a grey squirrel by Telly Sheffield Vickery. A reluctant Scofie, they call him Scofie.
Yeah.
Scofie.
Scofoid.
Read off his crib sheet, squirrel meat tends to have a lower fat content. He then tried to bite, adding, "If you gave me that, I wouldn't know what it was."
The only thing I would say here, John, the only thing I would say is if you go on some of those survival programs, then you've got to survive on a squirrel, if you can catch one, by the way. I mean, you're not quick. You catch it. I mean, if you've got a car, you'll catch it. Because half of them get run over. But I'm telling you now, squirrel meat, listen, when they go in the jungle, they have some strange old stuff.
But I think that's a delicacy, isn't it? Squirrel
meat, what's what's the strangest thing you've eaten? Strangest. Careful. Come on.
Now, I'm a bit squeamish, so...
Yeah, you're not very, are you?
Not really, no. I would never... I mean, I do love things like snails.
You see, garlic snails, I was in...
They're beautiful.
I was in Saint-Tropez in the summer, and you know that I love garlic snails.
Yes.
You know? Don't do that noise.
Pardon?
Don't do that noise.
Oh, you hate that, didn't you?
I hate that noise. Garlic, really great.
Why?
Oh, it's a horrible noise. But I had garlic snails, and I got my son to eat garlic snails. I've got a picture of him eating garlic snails.
Yeah.
And my wife and my daughter are just like, what are you doing? You know? But I
love, oh, really?
I love garlic.
Yeah.
Can you smell it from here?
Yeah, I love garlic. I can't really... Because I've got the after effects of this cold.
Oh right.
Got one I can't really smell anything.
No.
And I don't want to make a noise on
the radio. No.
No.
I just... I don't think eating a squirrel... I went skiing once.
Whelks.
Whelks. What?
They're not very nice.
Whelks are not. But I went skiing once, and we did. It was served up.
Yeah.
In Kitzbühel, in Austria.
Yeah.
It was horse meat.
Oh yeah, I had it in France when I was a kid.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's.
What were you going to play?
Let's have a bit. Do you know what? I wanted to play a bit of Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
You know,
I love Kenny Rogers.
Let's just try a bit of Kenny. I know he'd done a lot of ballads, but
yeah.
I just there's something about him. And he's no longer with. We seem to be playing songs with people no longer with.
Well,
us.
Billy Joel is.
Just.
What do you mean just? He's alright. He's only about 73, isn't he?
Sad this is.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. And yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And besides, I want you to be. Cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Just loved him, didn't you? I was just thinking, lovely. Kenny Rogers was the sort of your granddad that you thought was going to be around forever. Because he looked old when you were young.
Yeah, he had it always. He was always grey, wasn't he?
But still tanned. He was like who was the other one? George Hamilton.
Now that's a very tanned man.
That's a tanned man, isn't it?
David Dickinson. He's tanned.
David Dickinson. You watch that show, don't you?
I do now and again, yeah. Mm. Do you know, it's one of the programmes I watch when I'm eating.
Right.
What are you laughing at? Why do you think that's
why? Well, I don't know why.
I have to my programmes for eating. I can't, for example, if I'm watching the telly and the news is on and they have something about hospitals or, you know, it goes straight off.
Yeah, I have to have...
I
used to like watching 24 Hours of A&E.
No!
But the only reason why... I like hearing stories about family. Family.
Family.
I loved hearing when people go, it would go to, you know, someone was ill in the family and they go, my mum and dad met in 1942 and blah, 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 and we lived in this.
They met in 1942? Oh.
God, what's wrong with you? And they're telling the story about what has happened, you know? And that's what I love.
Oh,
I don't like seeing them ill. And stuff.
No,
but
no,
I like
the
story of 24. But I'll be honest with you, it's getting a bit sad. So just lately, I've stopped watching it.
Right, okay.
I'm trying to watch stuff that's sort of upbeat.
Yeah, I like upbeat stuff.
You know, yeah.
My mum, she doesn't like upbeat stuff.
She doesn't like, no. So it's morbid stuff.
I walk in sometimes, and it sounds like World War III is happening. She's watching war films, and the noise, it's just...
Yeah, she still watches black and white films.
Yeah, she must watch. I mean, she's watched all the programmes. It's a shocking thing, the Holocaust. Of course, it was. Mm. I mean, I want to do it, actually because my.
But she watches the document. She watches the documentaries on it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What did you think I meant?
No, you didn't finish what you were going to say.
What did I say?
You just said that she.
She watches the Holocaust. Yeah, programmes about the Holocaust.
She wasn't standing at the side of it while it was going on.
No,
you know, you didn't explain it.
Actually, I want to do one of those because my family, of course, half of my family is Jewish.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, because I think they fled from Poland, I believe.
What, your dad?
My dad, yeah. My mum's side were Church of England.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before.
Yeah, well, she was from the East End.
Weird growing up.
Oh, no, from Barking. Where's your mum from?
My mum was from Dagenham.
Dagenham, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we do a gig? Didn't we do a gig in your mum's old road?
We didn't, in that pub.
You said it was on the corner. Your mum said, "Oh, I used to go there."
Yes, it was the Merry Fiddlers, wasn't it?
Was it?
Something like that. Wasn't it shocking? Do you remember? Oh my God!
Me and you walked in. Going back 25 years ago. We walked in and people looked at us like we had 17 heads.
What was that other pub we used to do? It was in Barking.
It was underground, wasn't it?
That was, do you remember that?
Just go downstairs to underground.
Oh,
so
my God.
If we're in trouble here, we can't get out.
It was like a bunker.
It was a bunker.
I think he probably was, actually. What was my original point?
I don't know.
My mum.
Oh, your mum, yeah.
My mum watching the, she watches all the programmes.
Morbid stuff, yeah.
Yeah, morbid stuff.
But look, before we were just talking about the kids with the phones, and I just wanted to come back to that because, you know, kids... They don't look at films now. So, like, you're just saying that your mum's watching films from the 30s and 40s and 50s and whatever. And kids don't even watch telly anymore.
TikTok.
You know, somebody said the other day,
3-minute things or 1-minute things.
We've got the new Doctor Who. And everyone's going, oh, it's the new Doctor Who. I said, who's going to watch it? Kids don't watch it. They don't even know what Doctor Who is.
No.
My kids don't know what it is.
Is it a bloke this time?
It's a bloke this time, yeah. Yeah. They brought the TARDIS. I don't know what his name is, but they've brought the TARDIS back.
I never watched it, did you?
I didn't like it. You know,
it.
It was on a Saturday. The bit I didn't like was after football focus or after the final results on a Saturday.
That's right.
Right? It'd go da doom da doom da doom da doom da doom da doom. And there'd be that that black tunnel that it would
horrible,
go down.
Horrible, wasn't it?
And I found it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
No.
Wasn't for
Kelly was great. Do you remember 5:15, Happy Days?
Happy Days was great, yeah.
5:15 on Saturday at night, Happy Days.
Monday.
And then at 5:45. Do you remember the news at 5:45 with Alistair Burnett?
Alistair Burnett. Yeah. I loved Alistair Burnett.
Not the, that bloke you went to school with, Alistair Burpitt.
Alistair Burpitt. I went to school with a fella called Alistair Burpitt, who sadly...
And every time you burp, you go, oh, burp it.
To this day. No, Alistair. I say Alistair. If I burp, I say Alistair. And, I went to school with him from 11 to 15.
Yeah, it's a great... Please tell him the story when you met him again.
Well, it's mad. He was one of our mates, but we would call him Ali Burpit. And our teacher did as well. Strangely enough.
No!
Our teacher did.
Brilliant.
Teachers
were better in those days.
My sports teacher. I went to West Hatch School in Chigwell.
Yeah.
And there was two legendary sports teachers there. One called Mr. Tudor and Mr. Hoy.
That's right. You went to his funeral, didn't you?
I went to his funeral.
Mr. Hoy?
No, Mr. Tudor. It was Tudor.
Not Hoy?
No, Hoy's still alive. Oh. In fact, his son is the sports teacher at West Hatch now.
Wow.
And he's a legend there, yeah. Casper no. Hoy. Yeah, very much so. But Tudor was... I heard was unwell, and I wrote him this letter telling him some of the funny stories from school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where I didn't have my name tag in my shorts once for football.
Yeah.
And he said, "Where's your name tag?" Oh, I said, "I see it somewhere." I said, and he made me play football in my pants. Right? Now, you couldn't do that now.
No, it'd be abuse, right?
You couldn't do it, but wouldn't it be
abuse or something like that?
Well, could you just get the sack? And I'd go home and I'd tell my parents and they'd go up there and he'd be in the news. He'd be on the front page of every newspaper. But do you know what? This is the mad part about it. He made three of us play in our pants, right? Because we didn't have a name tag. Now, bear in mind, it's cold, windy, horrible day.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's raining. I've got shin pads and football boots on and socks, right? Yeah. And my top tucked in my little pants. And I'm running round this muddy field. And at one point... I look back and I was almost crying. I'm crying because I'm so embarrassed. And I look back and I caught him out of the corner of my eye and he was laughing his head off, which made me feel
brilliant. That
this is just a bit of a joke, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That was about my second year of senior school. I never forgot a name tag in my kit for the rest of time.
It
taught me a lesson. And that's what I'm saying. Teachers can't teach kids. They're not allowed to discipline kids. Nobody's allowed to be disciplined. I can hear probably people shouting at me now going, no, that's not on. That's not on. But listen, I never forgot a name tag again.
Do you know, my friend, she's got a 13-year-old boy. And he's a boy.
Yeah.
Right? He's a bit of a tearaway. Mm. Not a tearaway, but, you know, he's a bit lively. And so he's... Now, I don't know what you were like at school. I was
naughty.
Very disruptive.
Yeah.
I was bad.
I can imagine.
And, you know, I'd get the cane or the slipper.
Oh, yeah, the cane.
Very, very,
that was
very
just before me. You're a bit older than me, so. When I got to senior school, they'd stopped it.
Had they really? Yeah. Well, they hadn't stopped it, were they?
Yeah. We just used to get kicked.
I used to get it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And
you
come
that,
home from school. You come out, no, but you come home from school, and your mum would go, "Have a good day." You go, "Yeah,
yeah."
Not tell them
exactly.
Right? Nobody knew.
No, you're right.
Nobody knew. Now the teachers, this girl, she's going through a terrible time because the teachers email her and ring her and say, "Billy was talking in class today." And,
I get the same.
What?
I get the same. This is what they do now. Yeah. They phone you up
that?
And they say he was disruptive, he was throwing something.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He was throwing something and he's going to have a detention. I get it all the time. And I'd be driving in the car and I go, well, I'm very sorry about that. It's not acceptable. And then I come off the phone and I just go, what?
Disgusting.
You know, it's...
I think it's telltale.
There again, though, John.
The little squealers, aren't they?
Who would want to be a teacher?
No.
You wouldn't want the job, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want to be a police officer, a teacher, a nurse...
No.
Why go into the profession?
Well, I think you have to be a certain...
There's no money and it's aggravation.
I think you have to be a certain type of person, especially to be a police officer.
Mm.
I think, to be honest with you, I think there's somebody who likes a bit of power.
No, I'm not so sure.
You don't think?
Listen, we need police officers.
Well, I do agree we need them.
Theresa May got rid of 20,000 police officers. We need some. I saw someone walking along this morning, a police officer in Loughton, and I said to my wife, look at that.
What, is it Bobby on the beat?
The Bobby on the beat?
No.
Couldn't believe it. I hadn't seen a Bobby on the beat since David Cassidy had a song with Daydreamer. Oh, the good old days, eh?
Yeah.
David Cassidy.
I remember April when the sun was in the sky and love was burning in your eyes. Nothing in the world could bother me, 'cause I was living in a world of ecstasy. But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer. I'm walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own. Now the summer's over and I find myself alone with only memories of you. I was so in love I couldn't see, 'cause I was living in a world of make-believe. But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer. Walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own. I'm just a daydreamer. I'm walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own. I'm just a daydreamer, walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful.
I think, Bill.
Classic song.
1975.
Is it really?
I'm going with.
I absolutely loved him, and I loved that song. I used to sit with my fingers in my ears.
I'm glad
and
you
sing
said
it.
That. I'm glad you said it in your ears.
I did, and sing it to myself at junior school. I was lucky to do this 70s tour a few years ago,
yeah.
On the song list, that I saw that, and I went, oh, brilliant, and I had to sing it. The rest of them I was useless at, but that one I was all right at, to be
yes.
fair. What you got for me, John?
Well, I was going to say, we brushed over this last week. Where onions, the shortage of onions.
Oh, yeah, shortage of onions, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a shortage of tomatoes. Yeah, shortage of everything.
I'm going to give you a few facts about onions.
Go on.
Did you know, Bell, that Libya is one of the biggest consumers of onions?
Right.
But China is the biggest producer. It grows 25% of the world's supply.
Wow.
Just going to clear my voice.
Yeah. Well, you've had an onion, haven't you?
Here's another one. The fastest time to eat a whole raw onion was set in 2013 by Japan's Yusuke Yamaguchi.
Sorry?
I'm not going to say it again.
Okay.
Yusuke
Yamaguchi. I think he was right the first time, yeah.
Yusuke Yamaguchi in 29.56 seconds. So he's done it in 30 seconds.
A whole raw onion. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to have a kiss and cuddle with him for a few weeks, do you?
And the last one,
yeah,
Daniel Craig, he was paid, get a load of this, just shy of $100 million,
right,
for his part in Glass Onion, the Netflix thing.
Oh yeah,
and he spent 3 months perfecting his accent.
And I don't think it was that great. Do you? What do you think? When I first saw him play it, I went, oh no, I don't want this. I don't want this sort of this. You know, it just didn't feel right to me. Although, once I'd watched the second one, I was sort of like, I was sold on him. Yeah. I mean, listen, I love Daniel Craig.
I love Daniel Craig.
I do, yeah.
But 100 million to play that
incredible.
Part.
Incredible. Yeah. He'd be fighting a YouTuber soon.
Didn't he? He got 100 million for... Didn't he get 100 million also for No Time to Die?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's getting a cut of the action then, isn't he? That's what's happening.
God, he must be rich.
Yeah. I had a house right near him in Kensal Rise once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we bought Kensal Rise, I used to record there.
Yeah.
Camelot Studios. Camelot.
That's right, yeah. We all did
in Ladbroke Grove, yeah. Right?
Well, it was right near there. And you think about it, when me and you used to record there, It was a bit of a rubbish old place, wasn't it?
Did we both record there?
Well, I've recorded there a few times at Camelot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I used to record there with... I think you did. Yeah, we did once.
There's about 20 studios. When Leo Sayer had one there.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did. I've seen him in the lift once. I'm like, Leo Sayer, look at your curly hair.
Did you remember him on Big Brother? It was the best.
It was bad, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Yeah. I want my phone. Where's my phone? He's going, I want my phone. But you're using the F word, wasn't it?
He'd gone. That's right, I do remember. He's another one, John. I did say last week on the show that Harry Styles reminded me of my Auntie Edie. Leo Sayer used to remind me of Auntie Edie. Had the same face. Don't know what it was. Auntie Edie lived in Leon C. Looked a bit like Leo Sayer. Tight curly hair.
In fact...
And every time I go around Auntie Edie's, I go, all right, Auntie Edie. She go, baby!
Do you remember you used to use that a lot? Do you remember once we were doing a gig and I used to have a big lot of hair, didn't I?
You did have a big lot of hair,
curly hair.
Yeah.
And I used to do all that, didn't you? And I went into the bathroom, didn't I?
You went to the toilet. With the microphone.
With the microphone.
Yeah.
And we were doing, I think it was...
Born to Run.
No, it was the Elton John one. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Oh, was it?
You did your verse.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went in the bathroom. Yeah. With the microphone. And in the middle of it, you went, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Leo Sayer.
Yeah.
And I walked out and I'd done my hair.
Yeah.
And I just put it
massive, massive ball of hair. The timing.
The timing of it.
Timing. John, before we wrap up on some of the other little subjects, I wanted to play a Tears for Fears song.
Oh, lovely.
Give me a Tears for Fears song. One where you do a front tumble.
What, you mean Head Over Heels?
Do you like that one?
From Songs from the Big Chair.
Well, probably my favourite album.
Yeah, it's a good album.
You like it? Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Went to see him a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Colchester. Chelmsford, yeah.
Were they good?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And talk about the weather.
What an album that was, by the way.
Yeah, Songs from the Big Chair. I did like the other one, though.
Well, I liked all of them.
You know, the Sowing the Seeds of Love album was a good album.
Well, I would honestly say, I think I've said this to you before, that
yes.
Woman in Chains in my top three songs.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not in my top three, I
don't. Yeah, or top five.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Bad Man's song, second track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good song.
Yeah.
Aletta Adams, when her voice comes in.
It was great, yeah.
Amazing.
It was great.
A texture she had, a beautiful
million,
texture.
£1 million that album cost.
Yeah, well, he did the whole thing and they scrapped it.
Yeah. Started again, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's when you get a little bit too in your own trumpet. It's true, isn't it? You suddenly become a pop star. It's a bit like you. It's a bit like you.
You
got your record company Advance, and you suddenly thought you was you were Mick Jagger. No, you're running
around.
Do you
know what, though?
Checking
you
into the Dolchester.
Do you know you're
nights.
Quite right, actually? And do you remember? I mean, I would say I was very guilty of this.
Mm.
Excuse me.
You went into a place to buy a television. You bought three of them.
I did.
Yeah.
And I said to you in the car, right, that's it.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
No more pubs and
no more clubs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was an idiot.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, but well, you enjoyed it, didn't you? You certainly enjoyed it.
I enjoyed myself.
Oh, you certainly did. You stayed in some. You burnt some hotel rooms, didn't you? You'd only had two football hits.
Yeah. I did do some burning.
I tell you what it was. I think if you have a hit record and you go, yeah, okay, we know loads of people have had sort of hit records. I think the fact that we got Top of the Pops a couple of times,
yeah,
you suddenly think, well, I'm on Top of the Pops.
Well,
that's
it's
it.
Very
I
true.
Can do anything.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's very true.
And did you ever feel like this? This is what I felt. That, yeah. Let's say a few months later when you're not on Top of the Pops or you're not listening to the countdown that Foxy
yes.
used to do on a Sunday,
yes.
you'd get very jealous of other people.
Well, of course you do.
That were
yeah,
in the charts.
Yeah, of course.
And go, well, weren't it? That was me a couple of months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's not just for us.
I remember standing yeah. in the bar after Top of the Pops downstairs.
Yeah. Well, you was with Shakira, wasn't you? You had her in a headlock.
And I remember you saying to me, hold on, I was talking and you went, just look around you, son. Because you probably won't see this again, and I can, and I did, and I remember taking that in
yeah.
that moment.
Yeah. Well, there was Will Young, David Bowie was there that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Shakira, who else? Kellis. Kellis did it. Right Said Fred. Did
Right
it
Said
with
Fred.
Us.
He had one of our dancers, didn't he? Who was in the video?
Oh, did he?
And we turned up for Top of the Pops,
yeah.
And he'd nicked one of our dancers.
I think, oh,
one of the Schwengerlis.
Wow, you're right. Unbelievable.
We'll get away with that now. Go on.
Listen, John, we've got to race off because we've got to go and do the Nigel Farage show on GB News.
Of course we have.
Any minute now. We've got to quickly get a helicopter and a private jet. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. We'll see you again next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Yes.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.